This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So the other thing that Sauce Gardner said, he does this video with the four play guys. Boomer and I played with them from Barstool, and they're playing golf, and they're talking about football. And Frankie, the head of, well, I shouldn't say the head of it, but one of the main Barstool guys.
Frankie Borelli, shout out.
Yeah,
Borelli's
shout
just
out
in Hofstra, the pizzeria.
Exactly.
Pizza.
You know Frankie. So he goes, what is the toughest stadium to play in? He asked Sauce Gardner. And he's thinking about it, and then Frankie, like, throws a couple things out there, and he's like, nah. And then Sauce goes, Buffalo, but I can't tell you why. And then looks at the camera and says, if you know, you know. And that was it. Now, you have played in Buffalo as a member of the New York Jets. You played in Buffalo probably as a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
What could he possibly be talking about?
I don't know. First of all, it is a tough stadium to play in. It is cold. It's weird because it's Orchard Park. There's nothing really, nothing around it.
Yeah.
As far as the fans, I know they like to throw dildos on this on the
field.
That's tough.
They've done that before.
I can't think of anything.
But like that wouldn't be
outside of that.
Yeah, that wouldn't be the thing. Like Sauce wouldn't be like, oh, you know, it's the toughest place to play because they're hurling dildos at us. Like that couldn't be the thing.
I mean, that's a hard job.
Yeah, but
no pun intended.
I mean, but it's not like, yeah, I don't know. I would just think it had to be something worse than that. Like, I thought maybe they mess with them in the hotel, like they're pulling a fire alarm.
Yeah,
or
but you get that all over. I mean, that's. I would love to ask them.
There you go.
I had to slow that one down. Ask. I'd love to ask him why he feels that way.
Yeah,
Now you gotta be conscious about it. I'm never conscious about it. My wife's telling me she should be more conscious about it, but now I'm definitely conscious about it.
Yeah, and by the way, just once again, for the record, it was Google that brought this up. It was not me who asked ask and acts are a thing.
I mean, it's in your search engine, so you have to bear some responsibility.
No, not my search engine. Not mine. There's two. This is what people don't understand. There's two different types of Google autofill. One is what people have searched on their computer,
yes,
and one that Google helps you finish based on what it thinks you are going to type.
Context matters. I agree.
Yeah, right. So that is all. So people don't get confused by this whole thing. Do you think it could be like?
But I would love to know your personal search engine. What's on that thing?
Oh, yeah. This won't be as interesting. The one here, like my phone, would probably be more interesting.
Okay.
You know, but this one would be all show stuff with an explanation. Mm. You know, because I'm not sitting here, you know, Googling personal things during a show, but if it like my phone Safari search, that would be a good one.
It gets spicy?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just saying it would be different. You could see, you'd learn more about me or whatever it was.
I think with somebody's search engine, it should become like a little time capsule. At what point of the day did they search what they're looking for?
Yeah, that's true. Because that definitely tells you
what type of person you are.
Yeah.
Like after 8, you can get real spicy.
Sure.
From like 12 to 2, you're probably looking at, you know, home improvement stuff, travel, but after 8, you could get real racy.
But I'm thinking, like, the hours that we keep here, like anything. Like I could, I always say, like I could have a BLT at 4 o'clock in the morning. It would make sense to me. Where a lot of people, that doesn't make sense. Like, could I Google something inappropriate at 5 a.m. for it to make sense?
Yeah, but you shouldn't be Googling how to crisp up the skin of a duck at 4 in the morning. It's a little psychotic.
Yeah, that is true.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is true. I when people say, you know, I'm a TikTok guy. You know, I don't post anything. I just watch on there. I don't even think I follow anybody. But when people say, oh, you know, China's going to get all your information and see what you're doing, I'm like, I am not that interesting. I'm telling you right now. Like, now, if you sucked every dollar out of, you know, people's bank accounts, that'd be a problem.
Sure.
But as far as like following me and what I'm doing, it really is not that interesting.
Yeah, I'm the same. I think I do the normal guy stuff.
Yeah, like I'm not Edward Snowden. You know, like
Like barbecue porn and like home improvement stuff. Yeah. I think that's guy stuff.
Yeah,
I don't think that's.
Yeah, like you're an Instagram guy, right?
I love it.
Yeah, you go like you'd go the search feature on Instagram, and then you just that like you know what you are based on that.
You know, I just asked Fleas for clarification. I was like, barbecue porn? Is that some
no,
sort of
barbecue porn?
Subgenre?
I'm saying I kind of smashed that one together. I was simply saying, you know. As a man, I think a typical man search engine is barbecue porn and home improvements.
Barbecue porn.
Not barbecue porn. And it's not a tag team situation.
We're redefining pulled pork. So I have, you know, I always say, you know, boobs, boat, and golf are the three things that pop up. So for me, I do have, in this particular one, just based on here, I do have boobs. I do have an AI fake octopus because of what Boomer was confused about with the barnacles. I do have golf, and I also have George Carlin, who is one of my who is my favorite
with the Cardinal Hayes.
Yeah, about that. Yeah, my favorite comedian, George, because that. So this thing knows me. It knows me well. There's really nothing to hide there. You know what I'm saying? Although I am pissed off at this AI stuff, because when I was looking for those videos that Boomer was trying to show me, I typed in like. Yeah, polar bear and seal and barnacle dolphin and all these things. So now it thinks that that's what I want.
I think there should be a running game amongst your peers and coworkers. There's a guy on TikTok. What he does, he takes two couples together, right?
Yeah.
A couple together, excuse me. And he asks the guy and the wife, the man and the wife, and he goes, hey, won't y'all switch phones to see if there's anything that shouldn't be as far as like text messages with other people or you cheating on all this other stuff? I think you should be able to do that with your coworker. Yeah. Like, hey man, let me see what you've been looking at on Google.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, and I, you know,
just swap phones to see how many people would do it or be like, no, I don't think I want to share that information.
You know, with everybody that we work with here on a daily basis, I would have no problem handing my phone over to them.
Me too.
I really would not.
I'm not talking text messages. I'm just search engine.
Yeah.
Well, you've been looking at, but
yeah. I mean, even text
Eddie,
messages.
I think the way you're looking at me, you make me nervous a little bit.
No.
I was just trying to think, what the hell have I searched on my phone?
I think it would say a lot about a person, especially what they're going through in a day.
Yeah.
Eddie might have the safest phone here. Like, if everybody had to give theirs in, I think Eddie would have the least controversial anything that would pop up.
Figs, you make me nervous. I feel like yours would be, you know.
No, I'd be. If anything, my most damaging stuff would be, like, texts about other people, but nothing like nothing with
yeah,
the
phone. Yeah, but I mean, everybody's got that going
right,
on.
Yeah, right, yeah, no, I mean, could give mine up. That's easy.
It's just one of those. The Fleegs does have a wide array of things that he enjoys.
So how I to could make see, slime?
Like, I could see something like that down there.
That'll make you scratch your head?
Yeah. Or just like wow, okay, so you're one of those guys.
Yeah.
You know, like one of those
you're
things.
One of those guys.
Yeah, like not so much like...
You're the briefs over the pants type of guy.
Like not so much confused, but just like, oh, okay, I kind of see it now.
Yeah.
You know, like one of those things. But nothing like really confusing. Like how complicated and complex really are we sports talk guys here? You know, really.
Oh, I think we're all over the place. I think a lot of
people. We're not that complex. You know what I'm saying?
It's not
like we're Stephen Hawking. No, it's like we're just a couple of guys talking about stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Fair.